هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه. For the last several weeks, the bushfires in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia have had a big impact on people, animals, the economy and the environment. It also has a big impact on people's health, especially those with respiratory issues. To talk about those issues, we have the Director of Environmental Health from the Ministry of Health in New South Wales, Dr. Richard Broome, on the line. Dr. Broome, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you for having me.
As mentioned above, the smoke from the fires is impacting on people's breathing. What precautions should people take in regards to the poor air quality?
The smoke contains very fine particles that we call PM2.5, and we know that those have health effects, particularly for people who have existing heart or lung conditions. And the reason being, they're so small that when you inhale them, they get right down into the lungs. And if you do have an existing condition, it can make those conditions worse. The most important thing I think people can do is to avoid vigorous outdoor activity when there is smoke around, particularly if there's somebody who does have an existing heart or lung condition. But other things you can do are to try and spend more time indoors, that the smoke levels will generally be lower inside than out. And if you do have an existing heart or lung condition, to make sure you're right on top of your symptoms and that you're following the plan that you have with your doctor.
You've just mentioned that some of those people who have, you know, problems such as heart and all that. What about people who have asthma and emphysema and so on? How can they protect themselves from the smoke?
Yes. So we mentioned heart conditions, but also lung conditions. And certainly we know that the smoke can trigger asthma attacks in people who have asthma, and also worsen emphysema too. So if you do have asthma, it's really important to follow your asthma action plan and make sure when you're out and about that you're carrying your reliever puffer with you. It's also a good idea to make sure your reliever puffer is in date. And if you're prescribed a preventer, you should get one of those. Now, just then I mentioned asthma action plans. Now, not everybody has one of those, but if you do have asthma, it's a really good idea to go and talk to your GP about getting a written down plan that gives you a good idea about what you should do generally when you're feeling okay, but also if you do develop symptoms. That's called an asthma action plan.
How much of an impact does breathing in the smoke have, Dr. Broome?
So for most people, the risks from smoke, even at quite high levels, are very small. And many of us will have found that we only experience at worst things like sore eyes, nose and throat, or perhaps a cough. But if you do have an existing heart or lung condition, the smoke conditions can be hazardous because those can get worse and they can be quite serious. But it's very much an individual thing. As I say, for most of us, the smoke is probably not much more than irritating, but it can have serious health effects on some people. And I would just mention another couple of sensitive groups. So we also advise young children or parents of young children to be cautious and try when it's smoky to keep kids from exercising as much as possible and perhaps keeping them indoors. And also pregnant women, it's sensible if you are pregnant to try and minimize your exposure as well.
And I guess the elderly people, how can they take care of themselves?
Yes, so same advice for elderly people. So the issue primarily is that elderly people are more likely to have existing or to have heart and lung problems, and for that reason they are at greater risk. But the same advice applies. You know, when it's smoky, try and spend as much time as you can indoors. Certainly avoid outdoor physical activity. You know, if you were planning to mow the lawn or play golf and it's smoky, just try and put it off until the air clears. And that's what we have seen over recent weeks here in Sydney. So there have been some days where air quality has been extremely poor, but there have also been days when it hasn't been too bad. And I think the thing to try and do at the moment is be as flexible as you can. So be prepared if it is smoky to put off some activities and then try and do them when the air clears. The other thing I mentioned, that spending time indoors is the most effective or a very effective way of reducing your exposure. But what people may find is after it's been smoky for an entire day that there is smoke inside your house. Now, there's a few things you can do. The first thing is if you are finding that, you can try and seal up your house, so you can get, they're called weather strips from your hardware store, but also putting towels under doors and things like that can help to stop smoke getting in. But also, once the air does clear, it's really important to open up your house again. So open all your doors and windows to air it out and try and blow any smoke that got inside back outdoors.
Dr. Broome, speaking of poor air quality, how long do you think this poor air quality will last in Sydney or wherever the bushfires are?
Yeah, well, and I think it depends how long these bushfires last. And at the moment, there's still not a great deal of rain on the horizon. So, look, I'm anticipating that this smoking conditions could go on for several more weeks at least. What we are seeing already, though, is that the patterns of smoke has changed. So initially, earlier this year, or last year now in November, it was smokiest up on the north coast where there were the bushfires. Then we had lots of fires around Sydney, so Sydney was badly affected. And now we're seeing it very smoky down on the south coast and in areas around Canberra and Goulburn, those kind of places, and obviously going down into Victoria. So it's moving around. And so I think that the important thing is when you are in an area that's smoky, just do what you can to reduce your exposure. Make sure you're managing your existing conditions as best you possibly can to minimize the chances of you having an exacerbation in the smoke. And hopefully wait for the smoke to pass.
For those people who are non-English speaking people, for example, some members of the Kurdish community, how can they take the precautions?
Well, the same things apply to everybody, really. So if you do have an existing heart or lung condition, do what you can to follow the plan that you have with your doctor. If you have asthma, make sure you're following your asthma action plan. It's really important, as I said, to carry your reliever puffer with you when you're out and about. But if you don't speak English so well, look, I think probably if you do have a supportive family member or somebody who can help, I mean, it might be worth, if you haven't seen the doctor recently or you are having trouble with symptoms, getting somebody who can help to go and, you know, get some medical advice, for example, as to how to manage things better might be sensible.
Would the smoke, do you think, from the fires in general be affecting people in the long term?
Look, I think we know that exposure to air pollution over the long term does have an effect on people's health. We know that if you live in more polluted cities, for example, you're more likely to develop heart disease than if you live in a less polluted city. But still, even in this circumstance, we are being exposed to high levels, but for a relatively short time, even if it's 2 or 3 months. So the primary concern for us still remains the worsening of existing health conditions. So, for example, you know, it's having an asthma attack if you have asthma, or possibly having a heart attack, for example, if you have underlying heart disease. Those acute effects are still what we're concerned about. But what we probably do know is that the longer this smoke goes on, the risk of those things happening to people increases slightly. So, you know, so even if you've been okay up till, if you're asthmatic and you've been okay up till now, it's probably fair to say that your risk of having a problem increases the longer we're exposed to smoke. So it's important to remain cautious and remain vigilant and to do what you can, as I say, to reduce exposure.
Director of Environmental Health from the Ministry of New South Wales, Dr. Richard Broom, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bishobina.